The announcement by the tribunal ended more than 2 months of uncertainty about whether the results from the July 2nd voting would be approved or annulled. But the story is not over from a political standpoint, since López Obrador rejects the tribunal's ruling and says he will hold an assembly in Mexico City in 2 weeks, at which he will be declared president by what he calls the people. George Grayson, a top expert on Mexico who teaches at the College of William and Mary in Virginia, just returned from Mexico, where he observed the situation up close. In a VOA telephone interview, he stresses the need for Calderón to move forward quickly with a plan to help the more than half of Mexicans who live in poverty, many of whom voted for López Obrador.
I think he will be successful, but he has to start by addressing the issues that López Obrador trumpeted, namely the gross inequality between the haves and the have-nots, and secondly, the pitiably low expenditure on health and education and job creation.
López Obrador remains camped in Mexico City's main plaza, the Zócalo, with several thousand supporters. They've also blocked most of the city's main thoroughfare, Paseo de la Reforma. But Professor Grayson does not believe that will go on much longer. He believes the protesters will be forced out before the celebration of the Cry of Independence on September 15th, which is to be followed by a military parade the next day from the Zócalo and down Reforma. Grayson says López Obrador will have to move on.
He will move around the country. I think his presence will be positive in that he will keep the pressure on Mexico's establishment to undertake reforms, but his is largely going to be a sideshow.
Other observers in the Mexican capital, however, are not so sure. López Obrador seems determined to remain in the Zócalo and recently called on the armed forces to disregard any orders to remove them. Members of his party, the left-leaning Party of the Democratic Revolution, or PRD, have remained at his side in the struggle, but citizens of Mexico City are growing weary of the strife. PRD senators and deputies last week staged a protest in the Congress that prevented President Vicente Fox from delivering his informe, or State of the Nation address. But Professor Grayson says such antics do not appeal to state governors.
The governors in the country, including at least two PRD governors, are pragmatic, they're results-oriented, and they want to see Felipe Calderón succeed, because unlike legislators who can act like divas and simply spout purple rhetoric, the governors have to achieve things. They have to build schools. They have to construct clinics. And they are quite willing, in fact, eager to work with the president-elect.
Grayson notes that López Obrador may proclaim himself president and hold rallies, but Felipe Calderón, after he assumes office on December 1st, will wield real power in terms of appointments, directives, and budgeting of federal funds. He says some PRD leaders are worried that López Obrador may be dragging the party down with him through his continuing protest. Public opinion polls show he is losing support. Professor Grayson says PRD founder Cuauhtémoc Cárdenas and his son Lázaro Cárdenas, the current governor of the state of Michoacán, along with Zacatecas Governor Amalia García, are seeking to limit damage to their party.
They have no love lost whatsoever for López Obrador. They believe that he is dogmatic, that he's undemocratic, that he's secretive, that he's messianic. And I think we'll hear from not only Amalia García, but Cárdenas, father and son, within the next few days.
Since it was founded about 12 years ago, the PRD has grown into the second political force in the country, behind the ruling National Action Party, or PAN. Some party members now see those gains at risk because of public anger over the ongoing protests. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.